Chazanish in Perek Aleph Zayin Chet discusses, moves on to the animal kingdom. Animals are similar to humans in the structure of their body. They have limbs, v'chulu, head, limbs, hands, legs, u'b'chinoisav, in different aspects, u'skulaisav, chomer guf and basavidam. The way that they're made up, is their physical makeup, is similar to a human in the fact that they're made out of flesh and blood. Gid etzem v'karmo. Sinews, bones, tissue, membrane. V'im bali nefesh chiyunus. And they're not inanimate objects, rather, they're alive. What we call a nefesh abahamis, which is the very fact that they have life. Bali chushim kamo yadam, they have senses like a human being. Nizayin kubnei adam, they require food like humans. Bali shnei minim zachar nekeva, likewise they have two genders. Umoytzar adam ina behemah b'chochma b'dibur. The integral difference between humans and animals is shnitoysev leidea v'dibur, like Rashi says. Chochma v'dibur, that they have chochma. Animals don't have chochma, even though there is tremendous chochma in animals, and their instincts are amazing to behold. Nevertheless, there's no real chochma. They don't have any brains. They can't think. It's not, and they have no ability to, even though they have ability to connect with each other and to communicate to a certain extent. But there's no actual language and speech. Bali echayim mishamshin es ha'adam. Animals serve service man. The ox pulls the yoke, and the donkey carries the packages. Moreover, they even prepare food for humans. We get milk from cows and eggs from chickens. And there's other animals, sheep, that we get wool for their clothing. Some of them could actually be consumed by human beings. And they're created with different types and many species. And every animal has different food. And it's really amazing to see. If you ever see out in the wild, what animals, certain animals prey on other animals, and those animals eat grass, and every animal gets its food exactly as necessary. And there's different types of animals that human beings seem to have no benefit from at all, as beasts of prey, like predators, or snakes, or insects. However, they do have some sort of need, and their benefits are just hidden from us. They say with David HaMelech that he said, he asked Ribbono Shel Olam, that what do we need spiders for, and what do we need, a few things that he asked Ribbono Shel Olam for. I think the three that they say is spiders, and crazy people, mashuganas, and wasps. So Ribbono Shel Olam says, chayecha, that you're going to need all three of them. And we know there's three different stories. Begorsh Ribbono Avimelech, one time he saved himself by acting like an imbecile. He was able, and they threw him out. The second time he was hiding from Shaul HaMelech, he was in the cave, and Shaul HaMelech didn't go further into the cave because there was a spider that wove a web over the inner part of the cave, so therefore he knew that nobody had gone inside. Saved him. One time he was trapped in between the legs of one of Shaul's men, and also he was bitten by a wasp or one of these animals, and he moved his leg and was able to get it free. They have, everything has a tailis, everything has a tachlis. We don't really see what it is. We don't, as he mentions, and he says, and sometimes, Chazal tells many scenarios, there's certain times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives animal the job of being managed a person. That's one of the ways, it actually says, Chazal saying, that even though Bezdin is in his battle, but Mises Bezdin is not in his battle, even though we don't have a Bezdin, but the Mises of Bezdin, and one of the things is that Skila is Chayer Der Sosa, he says. If a person is supposed to get skila, so then an animal could trample him. It's a way of getting an oinish, one way of getting be'etzim, the oinish that Bezdin should have met out. That's the animals is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's shliach to do that. We know Chazal say that in Mother Nitna Torah we don't learn Zrizus from a Nimala, and we're able to learn Tznius from a Chatul, and we're able to learn all the different things you're able to learn from animals. And we're so used to them being around. He says something very fascinating here. Says the Chazon Ish that we feel that the world would be lacking if we didn't have these beasts of prey. If we didn't have the lion, imagine you went to the safari, right? And there's no lion there. You go to the zoo, and they just don't have it. But I don't think that's really he's referring to the zoo. He's referring to the world at large. He's saying the world itself, we would look at it as if the Serengeti without the, you know, tigers and lions, it just wouldn't be the same place. It wouldn't be... It's interesting. The whole world, all the people that are busy with the animals that are going to go extinct, and therefore you have to be careful about them, and you have to put them into cages, and to make sure that they, you know, they're taken care of. And that's also there's a certain what would happen if the panda? Yes, panda's cute, but like, what would happen if it would be extinct? How would that change the world in the slightest bit? It would nothing. It would if there's one of the 27,000 species of vultures now goes extinct. What would that change anything? Why? Nevertheless, people feel that there's this dachav to do it. I always had Argosha. I don't know if it's an emes Argosha, but it says that by the Erev, when Noach sent out the Erev to go see Himkalu Hamayim Apnei Adama, so it says Vayelech Holech V'Shoyif Ad Yaboishas Hamayim. The pasuk says. He says, "V'yishlach zareiv yitzi yotoyiv ashoyiv adi boishas hamayim al aretz." Rashi says, "What does that mean?" Rashi says, "Adi boishas hamayim pshute kemashmo." Avo medrash agada muchan hoya ha'ariv l'shlichas acheres. But serious geshami me'elio shenem of arvim mevi'en lo yilechem ubaster. There was once a time that Elio Navi was hiding out from Achav, and he had no food. How did he get food? Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent arvim ravens to bring food from Achav's kitchen. The Gemara says in Chulin, it was taken from Achav's kitchen, and they brought it mamish. Achav, who was going out to kill him, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that he was the one that was actually giving him food and sustenance. How is that? The ravens would go into the kitchen, take out the meat, and bring it to Eliyahu. The Gemara declares it's possession of Salamin Ayin. How is Mutter? But it says that the Erev was destined, was set, was designated for a different shlichus. That means that Kadosh Baruch Hu could very well be that the reason why ravens were created in the world was simply for the shlichus of Eliyahu Hanavi. Like the Rambam says in the Hakdamah to the Pirush Mishnayos, he says that it could be that you'll have thousands of people building a huge tower, a huge building, because one time in a few hundred years there's going to be a tzaddik who passes by and he's going to be saved by going into the building, v'chulu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there's no such thing as like, it's not, it just doesn't make sense in business mind to have so many people working on it for such a small thing. Rebbeinu Shlom has unlimited amounts of manpower. And Mimela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu create an Erev for Eliyahu HaNavi one time that he needs it. And Mimela, the Erev was destined, was designated for a different shlichus. That was what it is. So as soon as that shlichus is over, there's really no reason that the raven shouldn't go extinct. So, and if that's the case, then it's really not going to help you for all the people that are trying to save the whatever it is from extinction. If it's supposed to be go extinct, it will. There's no reason for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it for a specific reason. Sometimes we know, sometimes we don't know. It could be a shlichus for one person in one time, b'chulu, and that's the whole thing.
What's the point? I just wanted to walk away
from this. I think it's the hemshich. Rava herogul maches regesh his pilot hanefesh aroy mikol chai basheru chai. However, since we're so used to it, so it dulls our excitement and our spilus from which we should have mikol chai basheru chai, from every animal that we should see. They say that Revolver says that Yerucham once went to the zoo, and he said that kamat every time that he stood up to daven, after that he remembered in that time that he went to visit the zoo. He says the marabu masach Hashem that he saw in the zoo, and how every single animal, all the different, the godless of every single animal that the Rebbeinu Shlom created, he says that it's tremendous. It was something that he was able to, I don't know, I heard this many times from Mashgiach. He said that I don't know, he said, I never heard it from Revolver, but he said that Revolver once asked Rabbi Yerucham, what are you doing when you're standing Shemini Esrei on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for so long? What are you having in mind? So he says, when he says when he's davening and he thinks about I can't remember the word. Yeah. And he says come to me. He says he's thinking about the wings of the butterfly, how they're exactly symmetrical, how the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single aspect of the Bria is totally created, was created with such exactness and such nefloyes HaBari, that when he thinks about it, he's trying to think about the Ribbono Shel'Olam as the Bari Kol HaOlamos. He says that's what he's that was one of his mashalim of what he was trying to think of. He says that he would think of that in every aspect of the Bria, it's nikkur the Ribbono Shel'Olam. He says we're so used to the animals, however there are certain animals that bring us to excitement. A person that sees an elephant, I was just seeing in this book, he has a whole chapter on elephants. He says how they could smell from miles away, the difference between people, and they never forget a smell, and they'll be able to tremendous kirchis, and their trunk has 40,000 muscles. A person's hand has two muscles, 40,000 muscles in the trunk, and it's able to knock down a tree, and it's able to pick off one leaf of a tree. It has the ability to, the sensitivity to be able to pick off just one thing, and every single. But it's not just in an elephant. The truth is that it's nicker, the godless of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, when you look at an ant. How an ant has six legs, and it has a digestive system, and how all these animals, and in a bee, how a bee produces honey, that it takes in nectar from the flowers, and it has a whole machine that changes it into honey. It's not to be believed how this tiny little thing, where do you have such a machine like that? Where do you have such a, to appreciate that, what a digestive system is in a firefly, in a fruit fly, which is 2 or 3 millimeters big. It's mind-boggling, really. But certain things he says we're not used to. For those that are not used to it, good to see an elephant and to see monkeys. This is something which is mentioned by Chazal, that is an animal, like a mouse type of animal, which it originates from the ground, and it's halfway ground, half partially ground and partially animal, until it slowly develops, and then it detaches itself from the ground, and it turns into a proper animal, detached. Now, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah says, "Sipruli ha-magidim," I think he says, "Ein mispar shel magidim she sipruli shiro davar zeh." The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnah, in Chulin, on the Gemara, and I saw the Tiferes Yisrael says that the Apikorsim say, "Inka ze davar," where do you ever see such a thing? He says he brought down from Goyish books. He says, that's why I'm quoting a Goyish book. He says this person in Mitzrayim, they talk a habit, and you can see it, whatchamacallit, they have this, Vadoni Har, Asad is another type of animal, Shem Chayas Hadoimais, Shem Chayas Hadoimais, Livnei Odom, Va'imim HaMesaprim Chidushi Oilom, this is what the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, Shumidaber Dvarim Rabim Sheinim Uvanim, Dibur Kmoy Dibur Odom. It sort of talks, it's sort of a speech like a human being, but you can't understand what he's saying. Brasham Chai Sheshmo Yadua, he says, the Rashi explains that it's an animal which is called the Yadua, Ayadua Tsurasi Ketsuras Adam Choldavar, but Tsuras Panim Gufi Adam Raglaim, that maybe is similar to a monkey. Vechin Teva HaAdam Leishtoimim in Habriyas HaMeshunis Likui Yemumin, and the Teva, the nature of a person is to be awed by a person who is handicapped, that he looks different, a person would see Siamese twins. My nanas beis or a midget or yarach beis is somebody who is extremely tall. It's by the zoo you say the bedimin v'le b'seichel. Comes along the Chazon Ish, he tells you this is spiralist that we see is really rooted in our dimin, in our thoughts and our imagination v'le b'seichel, and not in our intellect. Which is really, I would have liked to continue to the next paragraph, but we'll leave that beis Hashem. He's trying to set down the difference between dimin and seichel. What's the difference between our intellect and our imagination or our thoughts, which are not rooted in our seichel? And that's really the machlokes that humans have in all aspects of life. Is your dimin tells you one thing, and your seichel is supposed to overcome your dimin. He says this is spyless that we have is not really rooted. It's not rooted in the seichel, which you'll go on to explain, Be'ez Hashem, what that is. But it's rather it's a spyless that a person just has. It arouses his thoughts, it surprises him, it excites him. But it's nothing that which is a logical, It's not a logical thought process which was produced by the Seichel. And he explains exactly that what the difference between the Seichel and the Dimyon is, and how to be careful with the Seichel, that we shouldn't run after this. We have to be careful with the Dimyon, that we shouldn't let ourselves run wild after the Dimyon, and we have to make sure that the Seichel overrides the Dimyon.